Here is the newsline. Ministry of Finance believes December 2024 inflation is in line with government target. Ministry of Religious Affairs awaits Saudi Arabia's letter on restrictions on elderly pilgrims. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Finance is optimistic that inflation performance in December 2024 will be in line with the government's target. Head of the Ministry of Finance says Fiscal Policy Agency Febrio Kacaribun Jakarta on Friday conveyed that December 2024 inflation was recorded to be under control within the government's target range of 1.55%. Meanwhile, inflation throughout 2024 slopped significantly from 2.61% at the end of 2023, mainly driven by food prices returning to normal levels. In line with the strong purchasing power, core inflation showed a strengthening trend throughout 2024, reaching 2.26%. Strengthening core inflation is supported by positive trends in the food and beverage supply group, clothing and footwear, and personal care, especially the increase in gold prices. Febrio believes that the maintenance of inflation throughout 2024 cannot be separated from the commitment and support of anticipatory and responsive central and regional inflation control policies, especially in supporting controlled food prices during national religious holidays. Let's come to the next news. The Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs revealed that it is waiting for an official letter from the government of Saudi Arabia regarding restrictions on elderly pilgrims who are allowed to participate in the Hajj pilgrimage. Director General of Hajj and Umrah PHU of the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Hilman Latif, in a joint meeting with the Working Committee Hajj Pilgrimage Course 1446 Hijriah 2025, House of Representatives Commission 8 at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta on Friday pointed out that the government of Saudi Arabia plans to limit pilgrims by not allowing the departure of pilgrims aged 90 years and over. So far, according to Hilman, Indonesia still sends elderly pilgrims, such as those who reach the age of 100 years. In addition to restrictions on elderly pilgrims, he also revealed the government of Saudi Arabia also plans to limit the percentage of elderly pilgrims between the age of 70 or 80 years and over. The departure of the first flight group of Indonesian prospective pilgrims is planned to take place on 2nd May to 16th May 2025. Meanwhile, the departure of the last batch of Indonesian pilgrims to Saudi Arabia is on May 31st, 2025. That's a newsline from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
good for nothing lazy.
Morning, beautiful.
Oh, didn't you forget something? And don't forget the trash!
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, you can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame, yeah, and the world's gonna know your name.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold, breaking all the records they thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. Never gonna know, never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name, cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, so how do you feel now? I hope that you still feel enjoyable, still feel calm, and even still have much spirit. I mean, full of enthusiasm in doing your own daily activities. Whatever it is, this must be gratitude by yourself. You must be able to express gratitude to the God in order to have such, full of bounty during your life. But at least what I mean here is, whatever you are doing right now is what you are going to get in the future. Yes, believe this or not, this must be true. Because what we are planning, what we are doing here, even though step by step doing about or improving our skills or capabilities, we are able to reach later, maybe next month or even next 2 months or even next year, the plans that we the good things or the improving that we done can be felt, can be experienced by ourselves. Maybe not now, it can be next week or next month and even next year, believe or not, this can be your boon. Yes, special boon during your life. Well, so please keep on doing your daily activities, make it as better, as much better as possible than before, and make it growing better, make it growing intensively, so make it daily or even weekly or even monthly activities or planned in order to make your targets or goals overcome, can be overcome by yourself, and can be realized or materialized by yourself in the future. Yes, just do it as well as possible. Well, it seems that we must share you our information. It is about some ways to lose belly fat and live a healthier life. But what does it mean, Faisal? Yes, this is kind of information of, healthy information. Some ways to lose your belly fat and even how to live in a healthier life. So it is impossible to target belly fat specifically when you diet. But losing weight overall will help shrink your waistline. More importantly, it will help reduce the dangerous layer of visceral fat, a type of fat within the abdominal cavity that you cannot see but that heightens health risks. And it was stated by Kerry Stewart, Director of Clinical and Research Psychology at Johns Hopkins. So here are some household doubt that matters most from ways of losing belly fat and living a healthier life. The first is just try curbing carbs instead of fats. When Johns Hopkins researchers compared to the effect of the heart of losing weight through a low carbohydrate diet versus a low fat diet for 6 months, each containing the same amount of calories, and those on low carb diet lost an average of 10 pounds more than those on a low fat diet, and 28.9 pounds versus 18.7 pounds, and an extra benefit of the low carb diet is that it produces a higher quality of weight loss. And Stewart says, with weight loss, fat is reduced, but there is also often a loss of lean tissue or muscle, which is not desirable. The second is thinking eating plan, not diet. Yes, ultimately, you need to pick a healthy eating plan you can stick to. And the benefit of low-carb approach is that it simply involves learning better food choices. No calorie counting is necessary. And in general, a low-carb way of eating shifts your intake away from problem foods, those high in carbs and sugar and without much fiber, like bread, bagels, and sodas. And the last is keeping moving. What does it mean? Physical activity helps burn abdominal abdominal fat. And one of the biggest benefits of exercise is that you get a lot of bang for your buck on body composition. Exercise seems to work off belly fat in particular because it reduces circulating levels of insulin, which would otherwise signal the body to hang on fat and causes the liver to use up fatty acids, especially those nearby visceral fat deposits. Hopefully, what we have already shared you can be beneficial for you, can increase your insight about a healthy lifestyle, especially here. This is for losing belly fat and living a healthier life. Well, don't go anywhere, we still have another song, and it is the song that we have already said is from, what's that, Malik the Essential with title Sayap. Enjoy the song.
Jiwa kau bebaskan aku. at RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Ate, mau bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever. Disuruh milih pun aku pasti akan balik ke dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua? Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani.
Dari rasa kasih sayang itu benar-benar kita lakukan dengan sepenuh hati. Dan tentunya juga perjuangan juga bentuk cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa ada bisa sembuh, walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakit kita, cuma kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Apa yang kita jalani,
sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Here is the news flash. Surabaya City in East Java received a letter of recognition for its inclusion in the Healthy City Network, accredited by the World Health Organization's Southeast Asia Regional Office. Surabaya Mayor Eri Cahyadi announced on Friday that the recognition signified Surabaya's official membership in the Healthy City Network and its accreditation as World Health Organization Zero Healthy City. That's a news flash from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gorontalo, a province which was established in 2000, is known as the Hidden Paradise. It is in the Hidden Heaven that Kampung Torosiaje or Torosiaje Village is found, where Bajo tribe lives. After 8 hours of journey from the city of Gorontalo, we arrive in Torosiaje Pier. We continue our journey by boat to Torosiaje Village, which lies on Tomini Bay. The boat passes through under wooden corridor and people's houses. We then cross through corridors in the form of wooden bridge connecting stilt houses, which are arranged like the letter U. Venonte, community figure of Torosiaje Village, explained how to build a stilt house on new water.
Cara bangun rumah ini gotong royong juga. Tetap gotong royong, panggil teman-teman untuk membangun rumah. Tapi
we built the house together, calling fans to build the houses. But basically, the house making begins with pole. We used to use mangrove wood. Even the land was full of houses. But now it is prohibited. Now people use mountain wood. It even can last for 20 years.
Since its first coming to Torosiaje in 1901, Bajo tribe has always been living on the water, as stated by the head of hamlet in Torosiaje, Akbar Arsyad.
Kalau menurut dari orang-orang tua, katanya orang Bajo ini dikenal dengan istilah pelaut. Jadi orang tua itu dulu masih ada yang ingat.
Elder people said that Bajo tribe is known as a sailor, so they still remember that in 1901, the tribe entered the village. There was no house in this Torosiaje village until that time, because Bajo people are known to live on boat. We called it living in Lepa. Later, in 1930s, 7 buildings were built, but the village was not definitive yet. In 60s, it became a definitive village.
Head of custom, Sandre, revealed the history of this village.
Kalau desa kami ini awalnya sejak tahun 1901. Jadi
our village has been established since 1901. It is called Torosiaje, as it derives from the word Siaje, which is the name of the first inhabitant, while Toro in Bajo language means cape. So Siaje refers to the first inhabitant, who is from Bone. It all began in 1901. In the Japanese colonial era, in 1943 to 1945, in the Proclamation of Independence, this village has been established. Many Bajo people were already here.
Zenonte, local community figure, explained that the development of Torosiaje village began in 1982.
Kalau dulu itu sih ada sebagian orang Bajo itu ke darat. Mungkin juga ada yang di darat.
Some of the Bajo people moved to the land. In 1982, there was a settlement to bring this village to the land. Some has moved to the land. So Torosiaje is divided in three. Torosiaje Induk, Torosiaje Jaya, and Bumi Bahari. They are all from the same region. They are from this main village, Torosiaje.
Bajo tribe is a nomadic tribe which is found not only in Torosiaje, but also in Kalimantan, Nusa Tenggara, Java, and overseas, like the Philippines. Head of hamlet in Torosiaje village, Akbar Arsyad, told us about the legend behind the spreading of Bajo tribe.
Karena memang alur sejarah dulu itu katanya orang Bajo, ini kan ada kehilangan Putri Papu, istilahnya Putri Raja.
Historically, Bajo people lost Putri Papu or Crown Princess. It made Bajo twice fat in Verila. It made Bajo twice fat in every cross, not only in Gorontalo, but also in Pagimana, Banggai, Jaya, and even overseas like the Philippines. Throughout the coast, we can find Bajo people because, according to history, they tried to find the princess. Other people said that the king did not allow them to go back home if the people did not find his daughter, this princess. So the tribe lived permanently. Some live in Gorontalo, in Kendari, in Banggai.
Bajo tribe in Torosiaje still maintains traditional ritual as revealed by the custom head, Sandri.
Kalau ritual adat itu ada 11 macam saya rasa. Karena itu tergantung daripada penyakit. Biasa keteguran dari penghuni lautnya, lain adatnya. Keteguran dari penghuni batu, lain adatnya.
There are 11 kinds of traditional ritual, I guess. It depends on the disease. It is usually warning from the sea inhibitant, the estuary inhibitant. It all causes the disease. If people in our village are sick, but they do not recover yet after seeing the doctor, we have cultural medical treatment. This village has traditional ritual if the villagers are hit by disease like diarrhea, chickenpox, but we do not do it if situation in the village is safe. So this traditional ritual depends on the village safety. Then we have ritual to go to the sea. Before going to sea, we hold traditional ritual for sea inhibitants, invisible inhibitants to avoid backlog, heavy stream, typhoon, big wave, and many more.
Since 2006, the regional government has set Torosiaje as a tourism village. This traditional ritual can attract tourists to visit Torosiaje. The development of Torosiaje as a tourism village also gives positive effects to local people, as said by Ahmad Muhammad, fisherman in Torosiaje.
Di sini wisata itu kita sudah bagus. Tadinya kan dari desa belum teratur. Sekarang kita sudah jadi para wisata.
Here the tourism is good. It used to be not really organized. Now this village has become tourism village. The government has arranged things. There are also tourism programs that make the village lively. It used to be quiet. The village was not like this. Once tourism program was unveiled and the government's program ran, public transportation operates well. We no longer use boat to cross from house to house because now we have a bridge. We are free to walk anywhere. It's all because the government's program.
Despite various facilities provided like education, health, worship, and electricity in Torosiaje village, people in this village still complain about one thing, which is water, as revealed by Akbar Arsyad at Hamlet Hut in Torosiaje.
Kalau fasilitas yang ada di sini ini, dari segi pendidikan ada, dari kesehatan juga sudah ada. Cuma yang bikin kendala kita di sini ini terus.
Facilities in this village are complete from education to health. But to be honest, one thing that still becomes obstacle and makes our life hard is fresh water. Actually, the state tap water company provided water, but it hasn't worked well for 2 years. That's why people pray for the smooth water flow, because it is so uncomfortable, right? Water is an urgent daily need.
Clean water is a daily need which is highly important to support life. As a tribe that has been known to be familiar with water, and they even live on the water, hopefully Bajo tribe in Torosiaje will not find it hard to get fresh water as the source of life anymore.
Sebenarnya kau yang salah. yang pergi. Tapi mengapa kau yang selalu buat seolah-olah semuanya kesalahanku?
Jujur ku tak tahan bila semuanya tentangmu.
Ku tak sanggup lagi melanjutkan kisah yang ada di dalam satu arah. Sebenarnya kau yang salah. Sebenarnya kau yang pergi.
Jujur ku tak tahan.
Ada di dalam satu arah.
bagaikan memori yang singgah dalam mimpi, memutar kembali lini hatiku. Ku hanya ingin tenang, ku
of East Java. Where Majabahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage, grandeur of the past, wondrous ancient architecture, and the outstanding universal values behind, where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feasts exhilarate. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Variety. This is a land of historical significance, where the old days are celebrated, local cuisine cherished. Beyond the city, preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, finally, now we have been almost on the top of our program at 5 o'clock p.m. local time Jakarta. So I would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program starting from 3 o'clock up to 5 o'clock p.m. local time Jakarta. So please don't go anywhere, stay tuned at www.voynews.id because at 5 o'clock p.m. you can also listen to our another interesting program. Have a nice day, happy weekend, happy weekend, and keep on loving Indonesia. Bye bye.
Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia.